them at base. Beginning the Mishnah, Kol Ha'omnim Shemrei Socherim, by the Nomen, Rashi says it's written by the Kavlin, took the Seif Beisai, the Keli, that he wants to be Mesakim, Rezadin Shemrei Socherim. And the Gemara has a problem with the Mishnah, since we're the Klal Stam Mishnah Rameya. Rameya holds a Seicha as a din of a Shema Chinam. The Gemara compares a Seicha to an Umen. If Rameya holds a Seicha as a Shema Chinam, so an Umen should also be a Shema Chinam. And the Yisayit Svoris Rav Meir is a Seicher, the Shimush that a Seicher has is paying for. So that is, he's not getting paid extra to watch it like a Shema Seicher. So therefore, Rav Meir holds his a Shema Chinam. And the same thing by an Umen, he's getting paid for the work he's doing. So the money that is given to him is for his services. There's no extra money or payment involved for Yischa and Shmire. So therefore, an Umen and a Seicha are similar. So that was the problem of the Gemara. So if Stam Mishnah Rameya, and Rameya holds a Seicher is a Shema Chinam, so an Umen should also be a Shema Chinam. That was the Kasha of the Gemara. And now we had two Terutzim, and the Gemara slugged up both Terutzim. So we're in the middle of this Kasha, Elo Afilu Taima Rameya. That's where we're up to. The Gemara says now, two mahalchim which are hevakiyum. Elafilu teima rameya, behi ano, ketofes lei aagre, an omen is better than a seicha. An omen that the keli is beseich beisai, so he has control of the keli, And he won't give out the keli till he'll get paid. So he has the keli. B'shusoi is a tool to ensure that he's going to get paid. So that is called a new revach. Forget about that he's being paid for his services. That the services he's working and he's getting paid, that doesn't make him a Shema Socha. But that, what the Keli that he's working on is Beseich Beisai, and he can hold back this Keli till he'll get paid, so this gives him leverage to demand payment. So he hears, Hano, that the Keli is Beshusai, so this makes him for Shema Socha. Bahia no the toughest lay a agre, that he can hold the keli till he'll get paid. The loiboy lemeyal ulemeipak azuzi. He doesn't have to go to the maskier and knock on the door and ask him, please pay me. And he has the keli by him. And the one who hired him, if he wants the keli, he knows he has to come up with money, or else he won't give back the keli. So Mamela, this is Ashavius, and this makes him for a Shema Socha. Leiboy, lemeil, lemeipe, kazuzi, hava lei Shema Socha. That's one teretz. So now the Mishnah could be according to Rameya, and an Umen is better than a Seicha. Iboy Yisayma, I'll tell you another teretz, that the Mishnah can go according to Rameya. כדמחלף רבי ברבוי בטוני סייכה קצת משלם רמרם כשם הסוכה בלי בהם כשם החינם. רבי ברבוי סייכה את רמי יהוד הסייכה זה השם הסוכה. So ממילא, so then the problem doesn't arise. So ממילא, so just like a סייכה is a שם הסוכה, we say that the הנוהי derives from the keli, even though he's paying for it, but he's deriving enough from the keli, that makes him a shame or so, huh? So Memele, a Numen is also deriving enough from the keli, that he's getting panosa from it, even though he's doing services, but Al Kaponim, he's getting that panosa from the keli, this goof makes him a din of a shame or so. So these are the two mahalchim that our Mishnah can go according to Rameya. זאת רעשי, ויבואי יסיימא, אינמי דומי אומן לסייכה, אפילו we will say that an אומן is דומי לסייכה, so so no kasha, we can say, הסייכה זה השם הסוכה, an אומן is השם הסוכה, מסניסן כרמיה, the Mishnah can also go according to Rameya, but this till now we're saying, הסייך הזה שם החינם, הנומן הזה שם הסוכה, the topic is where I have it. אפילו we will say that a נומן is like a סייך, רבא ברבחונה said, רבא ברבו said that את כמי הוד הסייך הזה שם הסוכה, כדמחלה. ומהדה לאוקמי כרמיה, And the Gemara wants to set in our Mishnah like Ramei, Mishim Dista Mishnah Ramei. Now, let us see Taisvis. The Kotof is Leia Agrei, that this was the first Tavit, the Kotof is Leia Agrei, that Gufe, that the Keli is by him, and he can hold it till he gets paid, So that Gufe is a Shabbos. So that makes him a Shem Masoch. Bim Toima, for Taisves, Hodis Namba Masnissim, Hilvo Al Hamashkin Shem Masoch. The Mishnah, we had one of the bavos of the Mishnah was that a person lent a loiva money, Al Hamashkin, So he's a Shem Masocha, the Malv is a Shem Masocha on the Mash. Bidochik lashkuchay taime b'gmore da b'Shem Masocha. And the Gemara has problems to understand why is the Malv a Shem Masocha. Kedishmul, oike Rav Yosef holds pute to Rav Yosef. Leima taime, taposh tezach. The behi ano the tofes layachayve v'shem asocha. He's deriving benefit from the mashkin. He can hold the mashkin till he'll get the money. The mashkin is a crowbar to ensure him that he's going to get the money. And if our Gemara says that makes him for shem asocha by a numin, so that makes him out for shem asocha. The Yeshleima, so Taisvis answers, the Hosom loy his ani malve midi. The malve, with this mashkin, doesn't have any anoch. The ein malviach, the mashe hilve, mi mashe loy hoya malve, loy hoya loy mashkin. So Taisvis says something very interesting. Taisvis says, a shem asocha means that Vinished V, I'm deriving benefit from the Soleisik. Now, a Malve, if he wouldn't have lent the money, he'd have the money in his bank account. Now that he lent the money, and he has the Mashkin to ensure he'll get back the money, so he didn't gain more than he had till now without the Halvor. So the halvo with the mashkin is not giving him a yisra in shavyas. He's not getting any more. is a mechadike ha'ore that the Yelis HaShacha asks. The place is made up of a beautiful cheshbon. I mean, that what he's secure in getting back his money doesn't make him a shame asocha because it's not called a reva. Let the Yelis HaShacha. Now, let's go. Our Gemara held an woman according to Ramea is a shame achina. That means that's what the human is getting money for the work. Well, that's for the work. That's for the work he's getting. But he's not getting extra schiras to watch the chayfet. So the maybe he's a shame machina. That is the money that he's getting, that he's working for. That's not called he's getting something. So what? But the must know he is a shema sacha because tofes leya agre. So he asks if the money that he's getting is not called he's b'maviach something. So that's what he's batuach to get that money. It's also not called the Havochet. How do we understand our Gemara? Our Gemara said, a Malva is not called, Taishvish just explained our Gemara, a Malva is not called that he was Maviach something from the Halvo, and now he's secure with the money. That's called he gained something, because without Halvo he'd also have the money. So it's not considered he was Maviach more money through the mashkin. So now, if the payment that the woman is getting is not considered a halvochas money, I mean, he's not paying, I'm working for him, so he's paying me, but not called I was maviach, he's giving me yisrein, I'm getting more to make me a shem asocha, I'm getting paid for my services. So he didn't pay me yet for the shmirah, but I'm getting something. What am I getting? That I'm batuach to get the money that he owes me. Because now I have the kele. So if the money that he owes you is not called the revach, so why being batuach that you'll get the money that he owes you, why is that called the revach? But just like Taisa said, Amal v'alamashkin is not called the revach because the money that he owes him is not called as maviach something, so it's being batuach to get the money. It's also not called a reva. Perhaps, I don't know if this is an emissary teres, the kasha lachim is a very shver kasha. A very pertinent kasha. Perhaps there are two things. He's fixing a keli. He's getting paid. He owes the money for his services. Good. That's not called. He's getting a revach over here. That's called the. That will not make him a shame asocha. But every employer that owes an employee money, he owes him the money for the services that he's doing. That is true. But he's not batuach that he'll get paid right away. That means there's another shaila over here. I'm working for you. Good, I'm working for you. You owe me money. After finish, you owe me money. But who says you'll pay me right away? That what the keli is by me is an insurance that I'll get paid right away. Could be that's called a dova noise. That means it's not muchach that after I finish my services, you're going to pay me right away. Perhaps, let us say, a little better. Gnabas Chesed, he brings down a Ktois. The Ktois says that Kozman, the Uman, has a Keli. A person gave an Uman a Keli to fix. He fixed the Keli. Al Pi Alocha does he owe him now money. So the Gnabas Chesed brings down the Ktois, doesn't owe my penny. Give back the keli, then the chiyev b'yayim ma'itin shchari yitzchal, then it's a loisolin. But kol man, you don't give back the keli, there's no chiyev whatsoever to pay. There's no chiyev to pay. Shabal abayis noitel talisoi, nigmas chirusoi, boz mechayet l'shal, azoi shteit nisoi. So that means an woman is working on something. So, Kol's money doesn't give it back. There's nothing but to think about yet. I mean, in Halacha, does he owe the money? Doesn't owe you a penny. I worked. Working in getting paid is two parshias. I mean, he doesn't owe you any money. There's no agreement to his soul. There's no stolen. You know when he'll start owing you money? When you give it back. And the minute I give it back, I lost my crowbar already. The minute I give it back, yeah, mitzvah does. But then if so, he has money, he doesn't have money. It's then we have a whole new parsha. But till I give it back, he owes, there's a chiyuv to pay me eventually, but I don't have the money yet. That's the toughest leya agre, and I can be, Vienna needs this, and let's forget about, there's no B.I.M.T.T. in Scholar, but I can hold him, I can say, Rabid, you need it? I'll take you Nawashi. That means you pay, and then I'll give it back to you. So it could be, this is considered a revach noisaf that the woman has. The woman has something that he can twist the Baal HaKeli's hand. He should get paid now. It's two different things. He works and then he has to pay him. But to get paid now, like the Gemara said, if it wouldn't be by him, the eye of Anofik Azuz, he comes, he knocks the door, and then. That what he has to pay him and he'll get paid are two sugyas, two parshias. That what you need this keli, and the keli is by me, and I won't give it to you till you pay me. This is a revach which he acquired through holding the keli. Could be that pshat and taisvus. Vim taima. Soich anami, vehi ano, the toughest lay aschore shenosan lehevi shayma socha. So now, Taisvus asks the kasha. We're saying, Rameya holds a soich as a shayma chino. An umen is a shayma socha, vehi ano, the toughest lay a agrei. For Taisvus, every soich, he has the thing that he rented, and that's insuring the toughest lay agre. That means he paid him already the money, and by having the double shesocha b'rshusoi, so he's insured that he's the toughest lay agre. That means he paid him. And now he has the thing, and he'll make sure to use it for the schiras that he paid. Now, there's two ha'ores I'd like to mention. One ha'ore is the mashay sakashe. What's that tofas leya agre? He didn't pay yet. Aisha says that means that I have. I went to the behemoth. That was the behemoth by me. So Memele, I'm assured that I gave you the money, and now I'm going to use the behemoth because the behemoth is by me. Like the Mashah, he didn't pay him anything. So what's the Chal Tais Fiskasha? That I'm assured
that b'may the tofes agre, the tofes le'aschorei shenosam, he paid him and he levy shei mosov. This is the Masho's kash. So the Teyrus Chaim says that, you're right, but Teyrus means, in a case where he did pay him, so then Rab Meir should hold he should be a shei mosochem. Ha'ore number one, that's some of the pshat in Teisvus Kash. Ha'ore number two, now, what does Teisvus mean? I mean, the Tofus Layaga, he's renting a behemoth, so what should be? I think Teisvus means to say he rented a behemoth, perhaps it'd be a svarit that he should give that, rented the behemoth for a month. Yeah, he should give back the behemoth each night and come back in the morning and knock on the door and give it back to me. And that's what I'm holding the behemoth. I don't have to come to you. The behemoth is by me. So this is a revach noisof that I'm butuach that the behemoth is by me and I'm going to be able to use the behemoth to knock on the door each day in the morning to get the behemoth. I think that's what this was mean. The Shleimah, so Taisus answers, the umen vada have a shayma socha, but my the toughest agri. That's cool, he got a revach. Why? Visharev umnim oisim alochem ebeis palabais. Rev umnim do not take the keli in their house. They work by the balabos. Ve'enam toivsim klumbis chorem. And this revach, that I can use the keli that I'm working on as a crowbar to force you to pay. Right, women don't have this. You come and you work and it's by the malabos and v'zeh oisoy v'beisoy v'tofes b'chli nen harbe. Our Mishnah is speaking about an woman that, as she also said, talking about a special type of an umen, which is rare. Rav umnim are not like that. Rav umnim, you work by the balabos. And so we're speaking about an umen that he said you can work in your house. And by allowing this, the umen is getting this privilege to tafas leya agrei. Mamela, that's called the God of Reva. V'zeh sh'oise b'veisei v'tofes b'kli nene harbe. This is Amir de Kereva. Avo soicha ein loy hano. A soicha doesn't have hano. Shekol soichim tfusim b'dova sh'sochu. In yechem lasis melachnim loy shehi b'shusim. That means that each day I'll have to go in the morning to get the behemoth. And we turn it at night, so this will hamper me and the schiris. So every soicher has this privilege that he rented a baim, and the baim is by him. When he's not using it. So this is not called a dover noisev, since this is the derech haschiris. There's a Mishnah further in Ashayel. Omalei Shayel Shlach. Now, we're talking about a scenario that the Mishnah, the Gemara is only bringing about specific cases. That the push of the case is, woman comes over to Shimon. And he asks Shimon, can I borrow a behemoth from you? Shimon says, no problem. Now, so if Shimon sent him the behemoth, and on the way, the behemoth died before it got into the reshus of Reuben. So the din is that Reuben is potter. That means Reuben first becomes a shoyo when it comes into his reshus. The same way, if he sent back the behemoth, and the behemoth died, so Kol Zman Shimon did not get back the behemoth, he's still a shayl. This is is a portion to the name. That means we have Shimon is a marshal, Reuven is a shoyel, and Reuven is sending Shimon the Behema, or Shimon is sending back Reuven the Behema. The din is Kolzman, Shimon doesn't get it, he doesn't become a shoyel. Kolzman, Reuven doesn't get it back, it's like Kolzman, Shalosai. Kolzman, the marshal doesn't get it back, it's like Kolzman, Shalosai of the shoyel. Because Mashim doesn't get it back, so it's like also Shalos Yabu. Now, the Mishnah is talking about two different cases. Omar lo Yishoyel Shlach. The Shoyel told the Mashal, send it to me. The Shilcha, he sent it to him. Umeiso and it died baderech. But it died baderech. When after the Shoyel told him, send it to me. Chayev. Then the Shoyel is Chayev. Philip, before he got it, through that what he told him, send it to me, and he sent it to him, so the Shoyel is Chayev. Well, we won't explain why. V'chein b'shoh shemachzira. That means if the Mashal told the Shoyel, send it back to me, and he sent it back to him, and it died on the way, the Shoyel is Potter. So we see that a tzivui of Shlach mitzad the Shoyel makes the Shoyel chayiv ba'onsin. A tzivui mitzad the Mashal send it back, makes that if it dies, Potter min onsin. That's, yeah. Now let us see Rashi, but to try to understand a little bit Shatn this aloha. Tnan hosom lekampek hashoyl. Omalei hashoyl shlach. Oisoli yad abdecha ish luchacha. Send it to me, to your ebbe, to your shliach. Vishilcha umeiso kidalko baderech edai. Koidim shetikoneis lebeisoi. Chayev ba'onsen. So the Shoyel is chayev ba'onsin, shemisho, shemoscho, lishluchoy, b'mitzvah ha-shoyel. That means I sent it to you, the marshal gave it to his shliach b'mitzvah ha-shoyel, nitzchayev ha-shoyel b'oinseho. The shoyel is chayev ba'onsin. V'imloi omar loy shlach, but if he didn't tell him shlach, tell him marshal sholcholoy. Shamalai zeh ashileini poros, yes, you lend me your poros, amalayhan, but omad vishilcho meisa baderech potter, so it's potter. Vechein bisho shemach zira, imos rashoy liyad ashlich lashiva labaylo, bloy omad hamashil shikholi biyat loini umeisa chay, bloy kome bishusei demashil. Now, let us try to understand what is pshat and this halacha? There are three biurim in this halacha. Two the Ravid says, and one the Ran says. The Ravid says, when I say shilcha, send it to me, I want that your shliach should be zoiche it for me. I want he should be, that's the tight shilcha, that he should be zeichet for me. And even though in Chavon lo demelo befano, but I told you shilcha li, so that's what I want. He should be zeichet for me. Or it means make him a shlich lekabola. Make him a shlich lekabola, that he should be, make him a shlich for me. That not al tchia, al shliches, that he should be my shlich to be zeichet for me. These are the mahalchem that the Ravid says. The Ran says another mahalach. The Ran says a mahalach that the chiyuv is midin orev. An orev is chayiv if a person is moitzi momen al piv. That means an orev comes over to Tamal and says, lend federal money and the Malvolins bear money because I asked him to lend him the money. So he's Maisi Mamainai Alpiv. So that's the Hischaivus of an Orev. An Orev is responsible. If Yene is Maisi Mamainai Alpicha, you're responsible. It's the responsibility for an Orev. So the Ran says, if I tell him, you send me the money, you send me the parah, send me the parah, that means so if. He told me, okay, so I'm sending the parah alpicha, if he told me to send it. Maybe if you wouldn't have told me, I wouldn't have said, I'll wait till you come and pick it up. You told me I should send it to you. So I'm sending out my parah alpicha, so midin orev yischayev ba'onsen. And the same way, Tariq, the marshal, tells him, and the back to me, but also a sachiv above. I think, I don't know, the Lashon of Rashi, it would seem like this third mahalach, because Rashi says, Shemisho, Shemoscho, Lishlucha, Lachay, Lishlucha means Ishluya, Ishlucha of the marshal, the mitzvah, Tashoyel, Mishayev, Ashel, Bainzer. It would seem the whole chiv is because it was b'mitzvah Hashoyel. The Hashoyel told him to do it, and he sent it. Alpiv l'chayre would seem like that from Rashi. Fine. Okay. So we have over here a Mishnah in Hashoyel that the Mishnah says that he said shilcha, although the Hashoyel said shilcha, the Mashal said shilcha. So he's chayiv b'onsin. Omar Rafchom Bar Popper, Omar Rafchizbe, Loishonu Elo Shehichziro Besoich Yemei She'ilosa. That Takif was mastered Besoich Yemei She'ilosa. That means that L'chatchile, he rented it, let's say, for a month. Now he wants to return it after 2 weeks. So if he said Shilcha, So then, if it died, so we say that if he said shilcha, he's chayev. If he didn't say shilcha, he's not chayev. Avol la'achi yemei she'ilosa pota. But Rafam, our Papa said, l'chayra aposha tezach. He says he borrowed it for a month. After the month, he sent it back. So, on Lombis, on Orev, on Dos, I'm a Shayel for a month. After the month, you didn't say Shilcha. I sent it back to you. So, automatically, I'm a Shayel. I borrowed it for a month. So, after the month, if it dies, I'm not a Shayel. That was Raph from my Papa's Shtiktai. Let's see what Rashi says. Loishon isha Shayel chayiv bo atche tovli yad hamashul. Unless he said shulcha. But if he didn't say shulcha, he's chayiv till the marshal gets it. Elashar zira b'say t'may shilosa. Sha'om aloi hishileini azman ploini. The shayla was for a certain zman. B'chzira b'say chazman. Tohosom akati leikalye shayla ato'osi lei ba'abaylem. There the Shaila doesn't end. After 2 weeks he sent it back. So Ba'atim is still a Shoyu till the Bailam gets it back. Then it'll become a Shoyu. But if the Shaila was for 4 weeks, for a month, and afterwards he sent it back, Afilu he didn't send it back at all. Meisa Mishakolo Ayomim, ain't a shayla lo. He's not a shayla. It was a shayla for 4 weeks. After the 4 weeks, everything stopped. Am I shayla? So finished. So if it died, I'm not chayla. So Rav from Bar Papa Lachera said, a poshet tezach. That the shayla, if there was a zman for the shayla, so the minute the shayla ends, So he's a shayla. מוסיף רב נחמן בר פופס, רב נחמן בר פופס, פשאל כרב חם בר פופס, הזה בסתירה פעמה משנם, וכולן שאומרו טול אש שלוח בהווי מויס, Yeah, but the Mishnah, if he told them, take it back, you'll give me money later, shame achino. That means, if he told them, take it. The Rashi v'kulon sh'omru, taime d'goli daite, shame achokets, liyes, oit shame aleo. Tula shalach, and they take it. I don't want to hold it anymore. It's finished, tula shalach, very much. So then, he's oit shame asoch. Hogimartit. But what if he told him, he didn't tell him Tula Shalach, he said, he informed him, it's finished. Hogimartit, Shemesocha. V'loy amrinon z'krashi, kivin sheyodu ha-baylam shekolu yimei umnes. The baylam were informed, he finished. V'loy sholchu behivium. And they didn't send and get it. Potter Hashoyma. I don't say that. Gabi Hashoyl Nami, Afa Pishyodu Abayim Shekolimei Hashayla Shoyalu. So let's explain what's the Gemara's Kasha. Now let's just explain. We had two Maholchim Pshat Na Mishneh. In the Baal, I'll say the way the Ramban says, Shavos he toises, we have a Mechudish take a toises. But that's me. Rashi doesn't learn my Tosfos. We had two Mahalchim. Why is he a Shomer Socha? So the Gemara understood he's a Shomer Socha because Rabbi Bar Avuha said, Ramei hold, a Socha is a Shomer Socha. So Anumen is also a Shomer Socha. That means he's deriving benefit, he's getting Parnosa from the Skele. That's why he's a Shomer Socha. He's getting his... deriving benefit from it. The minute he finishes the work, he's not deriving benefit anymore. That means the whole Shomer Socha was because it's by him and he's deriving revach from it. So that's why he's a Shomer Socha. But the minute he says Gemalte, so it's finished. He's not the Sibbet that he was till now a Shomer Socha, stopped. So l'chayre, by Gemartiv, he should also be a Shomer Chinam. And the Mishnah says, Dafke, if I told him, take it, then I am a Shomer Chinam. But I told him Gemartiv, that means I'm finished. So I'm not deriving any benefit from it anymore. It's finished already. He's still a Shomer Socha. So the Gemara compared a Shoyo Ma'acher Shekolsa's Man Sheilose to Gemartiv. If you say that after this Man Sheila passes, the Sibbe of the Chiyav Onsen is because of Heveskos Ishtabsh. So Rav from Bapope says, the minute the Schus Ishtabsh ends, so, the Chiyuvei Shoimrim also ends. You are Chayv Bonson because you have a Schus Ishtamshis. The minute the Schus Ishtamshis ends, so you are Shoimrim. So, Lechayrim, it should be the same thing. The whole reason you are Shoimrim, the whole reason you are Shoimrim, because you're deriving benefit, a revach from the Keili, that you're getting profit from it. So that makes you a Shomer Socha. The minute that the job is finished, you're not deriving benefit for anymore. So you should be a Shomer Socha. And the Mishnah says not like that. The Mishnah, it seems, Kozman, it's not returned, even though the Sibbet of the Halachas are not applicable anymore. He lost the Schus Ishtamsh, she does that. But Kozman is not returned, the dinim remain. That's what it seems from our Mishnah. And that's not like that from Bapop. So the Gemara says, Loi. No. You're learning wrong pshat in the Mishnah. That what the Mishnah says, tool eshaloch ba'avei mois, is coming to tell us, ha'avei mois v'tul eshaloch shem asocha. That's what's coming to tell us. Not gemaltiv. You made a deal. Tul eshaloch, I told you, take it, I don't want it anymore. Then it's a shem achina. But if I didn't say that, I'm still a shem asocha. No, no, no. The diak is, the dig is tula shalach vavei mois shem achina, ahavei mois v'tula shalach shem osoch. Avol gemaltiv, but gemaltiv mai shem achina. Gemaltiv is a shem achina. So let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says loitedik. No, you're making the wrong dig. Don't be medayik. Tula shalach is a shem achina. A gemaltiv is a shem osoch. Loitedik. Ho gemaltiv shem esocho. Alochi dayik minei. Ho havei mois. If he told them havei mois v'tula shaloh. V'goli yadayti v'tofes laya agrei. He told them, listen, you give me the money, then I'll give it back to you. So he's telling him clearly, tofes laya agrei. So then he's a shem esocho. Because He's deriving benefit from this keli, that this is a crowbar to force you to pay. Havei mois v'tula shaloch. So I'm deriving benefit. Then you're a shem esocha. Avo gemaltiv mai shem achina. The whole comment. The loigoli daite, that he's using it as a crowbar. Blesselon lemeima the tofes leya agre. I don't to say that he's holding it to force him to pay. Kol se shmiris schapur mid the gamri voidi. As long as Yenin knows that it's finished, so memele the sibe that it was a shem esocha till now became bottle. Gabi sheil nami kol se shmiris sheile mid the yodu habaylam shekolo yimei hashayla. The same thing. Awesome. Lav loidi. Boy doesn't have to tell him that the shayla ended. So at the minute that the marshal knows that the shayla is finished, so he's a shayla. So the Gemara says, "Ihochi adetoni." So where are we up to now? We're up to now as follows. So the Gemara is saying that you made a wrong diak. Now what it says, Tula shaloch vavi mois is a shein achinam, is to be medayik, that havei mois v'tula shaloch is a shein asoch. And why is he a shein asoch? Because, tofes lay agri, Rashi says, because havei mois v'tula shaloch. But if it's not tofes lay agri, he's not a shein achinam. So the Gemara says, Ihochi, Adetoni, so why did the Mishnah say, V'kulon shamu tula shaloch vavi moishe mechinam? He told them, take it. Nashminam gemalti v'choshkem tula shaloch. So let it say a bigger chiddush. That, he didn't tell him tula shaloch. He told them, it's finished. The minute it's finished, so I don't have any benefit from anymore. So he's a shay mechinam. Why did he say tula shaloch? So the Gemara says, "Tul eshaloch itzrichalei." Sal kedai to chamina, I would think shemachinam nami lehavi kamash malon. Now that's the chiddush. The chiddush of tul eshaloch is coming to tell us. I told him take it. So I would think tul eshaloch is coming to tell us, "I may shame it." Period. Listen, I'm telling you to take it. So I would think Tula Shaloch is not even a Shem Achinam. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Tula Shaloch is a Shem Achinam. Shem Achinam Nami Lahavi. Deine Shem Rileit Kamalai. That I told them. Kamash Malon. No. Deine Toisva Oschori de Kamalai. I'm just telling you, in Taisva, Taisva, Oschore, I'm within Pekodun, Leisolik Navshe. Yeah. Fine. Now we'll see Taisvis. See two Taisvis. Kogimarti Shemer Socha. The Gemara was Medayik from our Mishnah. Mother was Medayik from our Mishnah. Dafke Tule Shaloh is a Shemer Chinam. But the Marti was a Shemer Socha, even though the Sibbe of why is a Shemer Socha does not apply anymore, because it's gemartiv, after he came, he's still a shame of soch. In Taima, va'omai porich, shani hoche, ta'akati tofes leya agre. There's a new cheshbin by a numen, why is a shame of soch, the tofes leya agre? We atuma halchim in the Gemara. Why is a numen a shame of soch? So what mahalach was, even though a seich is a shame of Chinom of Tophis Le'agre makes him for Shem Masocha. The second Malach was that every human is a Shem Masocha. Fine. So we mentioned before the Ramban Taka says that our Gemara is going according to the second Loshen. That the whole reason he's a Shem Masocha is because he's a Numen is a Shem Masocha, like a Seich is a Shem Masocha. So the Gemara said, so the whole Revach is called man, he's Mavich from it. And the minute it's Gemartiv, he's not Mavich anymore. It's a very good Kasha. But according to the first Loshen Take, here there's no Kasha whatsoever. That's what the Ramban says. Taisvis did not understand like that. And Taisvis says, I'm going to make a problem. Taima, oh my father, Shani Yoche, Dakati Tophis Leia Agre. That means Gemartiv, he's a Shem Masocha, not because he's being maviyah from it, because Tavis Layagre. But the Kacha Vishem Masocha, Ava Vishagoma Malachta. Miyu, so now he says, Latai made the Lael, the Medamid meaning Umin Lesoicham, according to the second Loshen of the Gemara, that an Umin is equivalent to Soicham. Lemrin is Shanyam, the Tavis Layagre, Poichach Ishap, according to the second. But according to the first Loshen Ishvel, the Yeshloimah, the Leimahani, Tophis Lei Aagre, Elodavke, Ba'oid Shemistaker, Ba'um Nusoy, Tetarti Ba'inan Shemistaker, Tophis Lei Aagre. Now, Taisvis is a very difficult Taisvis. Taisvis says, Tophis Leia Agre is only a cheshbin, Kozman is in the middle of working. But the minute he finished working, Tophis Leia Agre does not make him a Shem Masoch. Child's what's pshat in Taisvis. The Dvar Avrom, Chele Gimel Simchov Beis, what's to say pshat in Taisvis? Dvar Avrom says as follows, that after the chayfetz is completed, now the woman has the chayfetz, and the bailam have the money to pay him for the chayfetz. In this matzav, it's done, it's finished. He says the Umin would be happier that the Bailam would have the Chayfetz and he'll give him the money. That means he doesn't want the Chayfetz. Adarabe, I'll give you the Chayfetz, you give me the money. So, in this matzev, the Loshen of the Dvar Avrom is לבוסה דגומה שכבר חיוב מביילם לשלם סחורי, נמצא שאין לי הנוע כלל ממי דטופס האגרי. תאדרב, יויסה נויח לוי אילו היה ביילם משלמם לא סחורי ולא קריאס הקהילי. That means, in order, in this matzav now, if it's finished, so I want to hold the chayfetz in order to force him to pay, forget, I want him to pay, I'll give him the chayfetz. That means, he has no interest in holding the chayfetz now. Forget, he'd rather give him the chayfetz, you give me the money. So, tofes leya agrei, does not make him a shevus, because he doesn't want to hold the chayfetz now. I would appreciate it. Take the chayfetz and give me the money. It seems the tofes agrei is only when he's in the middle of working. So it could be then he has a revach that he thinks that when it'll end, the Bailam will pay him right away because he'll need the keli. So then it's called he has a revach from that the chayfetz is by him. That means the chayfetz is by him and he's gaining a revach from it and mistomer, the Bailam will pay him right away. But after it's finished, then he doesn't want to hold the chayfetz anymore, then he wants to, and he'd rather go and give him the chayfetz, he should pay him the money. That's a pshat and Tosfos. So about Kaponim, we have a Mordeke Tosfos. Tosfos says, after the chayfetz is finished, there's no maila of Tofes HaAgrei. That's what Tosfos says. Whatever the Oimek HaDvarim is, Tosfos says, that's clawed down like Rashi. Rashi says clearly, Hove Mois, the Goli Adaiti, the Tofes Leia Agrei, Shem HaSocho. Rashi says clearly, Hove Mois is the Shem HaSocho, because Tofes HaAgrei. So Rashi says, clawed Tofes HaAgrei, after the Gemar Keli also makes them for Shem HaSocho. Now, how did Tosfos learn Shat in the Gemara? The Gemara says, Loi, Hohoche, Loi, Loi, the Dik is, Hohove, Mois, the Tula Shaloch, Shem HaSocha. That's the Shem HaSocha. Ba'af al Gav, the Gemara to Lahave, the Shem HaChinam, Lafi, Shenigmaro, Malachtoi, Ikomokim, Hoche, Shem HaForish, Behedye, Shalayitel Acheyitein Mois Havi Shem HaSoch. So we have to understand Tosfos. Achreinim Mutchezich Antay. How does this Tosfos stem with the previous Tosfos? The previous Tosfos said that the whole concept of Tofes Leya Agrei only applies before it's Nigmar. After it's Nigmar, there's no union of Tofes Leya Agrei. And here the Gemara says clearly, Hove Mois Vitul Eshaloch Shem HaSocha is a Shem HaSocha V'af Agav De Gemartiv V'havel Shem HaChina Fish Enigmar Malachta V'kom Bakam Hochesh V'forish V'hedish L'yita L'chayita In Mois Havi Shem HaSocha. So he said the Feirus Vusiz. So Baruch Hashem, I found the Ktsois in Simenai in Vesiv Kotten Dalet. But the Ktsaisis Pshat and Tosfos as follows. The Ktsaisis Pshat and Tosfos that if the Bailim cannot get it, he told them, Hove Mois Vetula Shaloch. That means, listen, Kozman, you don't give me money, you're not going to get it. So the Bailim cannot take it from him. Kozman, the Bailim, cannot get it from the Shomer. It was not Nigmar Shmirosai. Nigmar Shmirosai means you're finished, I can take it away from you, so it's Nigmar Shmirosai. Like we hear by Ashoil. Ashoil, this man Shaila is finished, I can take it from you. you have no schushail anymore, I can take it from you. So then you're ishail. But if you are preventing me from taking it from you, I can't take it. Say to me the money, then you'll give it back to me. So lemaise, the chayfetz of the bailim, he cannot get it till his hands are tied to get it back. So that's the ksoy says, kivin shabailim ein yecholay litlo, if the bailim can't get it back, like koso shmirosoy. That means the gather of koso shmirosoy is only if the bailim can get it back. That's how the ksoy says, pshat nagamor. So, Baruch Hashem, so it's a klokai. Ike da amri, now, Omar Rav Nachman Bar Papa Afanan Mami Tanine, V'kulan Shomu Tula Shaloch Bahavei Mois, Mor wants to bring a raya to Rav Nachman Bar Papa. V'kulan Shomu Tula Shaloch Bahavei Mois, Shamachina. My love, who are doing the mountains, so we have a raya to Rav Nachman. The Mor says, no, loy Tula Shaloch Shan. Hune Marba Mar, Mareima kame de rabina romi masnisna dodi mishani. Now we learned in the Amishna of Kulun Shamatu Shalach Lavi Moi Shamachina. Hu adin ligamarte is a Shamachina. Raminu omalai shoshlach vishilcha omeisa chaybchem vishashimachzira omishani seyensa ramarachim bapopo mafchis loishono shirse besoichi meisha ilosa. So these are two lashonis like Rav from Bar Papa. What does Rashi say? My love, who had in the Gemara, if I do not get two lashalach, I mean in the Nedi Shemachini Misabek and Amor, Chaim Bishar Shemachzira, Kokame, the Omar Lemashu Shlach, Kame Bishus Edishoil, Kech the Bishar Shail, Kame Bishus Mashal, Adom Eleishoil Shlach, so the Gemara says, no, Rafam said it's speaking about the Leikolu Yemei Sheilos.